It's finally here. Episode 7, The Musical.
So, here we are again, Peter. Alone, naturally. Why does this always happen?
Well, if you didn't lie to me constantly, then I'd still be around.
If you hadn't been such a massive wanker to me, to the point where I had to go into therapy, we could have at least been acquaintances.
If you hadn't forced Sinead and I to hang out with fucking Gareth, then we'd still trust you.
For once, it's not me being told off. Yay.
It would have been more fun watching Mamma Mia with Alexia. Oh, she must have messaged me back by now. Oh, not a single reply. It's been 3 days. Maybe I should ring Sebastian.
Peter's a fucking twat.
And he invited fucking Gareth.
Hiya.
Okay, maybe not.
Peter, show up to Alexia's house and show her handwritten cards in complete silence whilst a boombox plays carol singing.
Richard Curtis! Now there's a voice I haven't heard in a while.
That's right, Peter. It's me, Richard Curtis, the genius behind such films as Four Happy Occasions and One Sad One with the Auden poem about the clocks or something.
But I haven't heard from you in years. And I don't think it's actually about clocks.
Well, pish-posh, Peter. Just listen carefully. Alexia just wants you to prove how loyal you are to her. Oh, you know how this works. Serenade her in a full tuxedo from the street. She'll come down wearing a glittery formal ball gown. There'll be a big dance number and then the curtains close as you finally get to kiss her.
But Richard, Alexia and I are just friends.
No, Peter, no. No, you're not. How could a man be friends with a woman? You know this. I taught you all about this when you were a little tinker. A man could never be friends with a woman because men and women only have romantic relations with each other. The last time we spoke, you were in love with her. Don't you remember, Peter?
What? No. Maybe at first, but she wasn't interested. And I was mature enough to put those feelings aside and forget about them. We're best friends now.
Best friends?
Well, we were. Until 3 days ago. And we still are. She's just got to forgive me first.
Well, then we'll just replace Alexia with Imogen, and she'll be the one in the glittery ball gown. You could both do the Charleston around a rather quaint public fountain in the moonlight.
Imogen's happily married to Sam.
Ah, for now, dear boy, for now, until Sam gets caught sleeping with his secretary and she comes crying back to you, realizing that you were the man for her all along.
Richard, stop! I shut you out a long time ago. Your fantasies are doomed, and your ideas sexist.
Oh, Peter. Have the communists been putting those ideas in your head again? My dear boy, you know what I say makes perfect sense. And I have your best interests at heart, Peter. And I'm a little concerned. What happened to you, Peter? You used to be a dreamer who blindly follow everything I said. But now you appear woker instead of grandeur mediocre. Richard's coming to bring you back from the dead. Love makes more sense when scripted. It's safe when we know what comes. No need to pretend or contest. Or contend, they just fall into each other's arms. The story's not complex, dear. Boy spots girl from afar. 2 hours later, he gets to date her. Chorus number, au revoir. As long as you have manners and a suit that's pressed and clean, I promise you in a day or two. to, you'll marry Imogene. Women like subjugation, feminists just don't know that men are the best, and today we're oppressed. Find out more on my YouTube show.
Oh God, Richard, why are you here?
I will always be here for you, Peter. When everything goes wrong, and it clearly has, I'm the little voice in your head who tells you how to put it all right.
But some of those lyrics were awful. I don't think that. I don't.
Women are delicate creatures who are meant to be loved, not understood.
That's Oscar Wilde, who lived in the 19th century, when women were basically slaves. I thought I was at least an equalist.
You're a pillar of virtue, Peter. You stepped in when the women closest to you were the victims of beastly men.
Maybe my problem is, maybe it's that the dreams inside me will just never come true. They're escapist. They're childish. They're fantasies. And the more I try and believe them, the more I try and make them come true, the worse my life will become, because I'll be nothing but disappointed. I'll spend years and years just hoping that I'll get my fairy tale ending. And if I still believe in fairy tales, then all I'm doing is just falling for.
I'm a fictional woman. Not complex or direct, an object, no intent to hurt you. I'm the work of lonely white men. I'm perfect, don't expect, no reject, I respect your ego. But I never existed, you just persisted. Me, the real me, constantly, how can we be suited? The sooner, Peter, you face up, 99% of me is just made up. Then, only then, you can start to change your mindset.
Maybe if I stop living in a made-up romantic comedy, then maybe instead of never succeeding with women, I could actually have a relationship with a real woman. I could be really happy. Instead of alone and miserable on a rainy street like I'm currently now.
I'm a actual woman. I have thoughts, I have fears and ideas, a career that's my own. My life is fucking exhausting. I put up with this stuff. I'm like, fuck, just shut up. I'm talking. If you saw me as human, instead of just assuming that I attract mostly twats, face the fact, it's not true. We could have been platonic, but you'd have to stop being toxic. Then, only then, we could start the healing process. Then, only then, we could start the healing process.
Cheers for letting me come over, guys. I don't really know where to start. Imogen, I guess all I can say is I am truly sorry. And start from there.
It's all right, Alexia. You were just one of the many, many people that Peter turned against me.
If it helps, I've kicked Peter off the show. That idiot won't be writing with me anymore.
The show? I completely forgot that was happening.
I think we all did.
What do we do now?
Fuck all.
Huh?
I'm sick and tired of trying to fix everything with Peter. This stops now.
Sam, you never started.
Let's just sit back and relax for once.
What if he shows up here?
Simple, we don't answer.
What if he goes on another campaign against
me? We don't care.
What if?
Tweet F.A. dear.
What if he shows up crying, saying he's done with lying? I know he can be trying, but
do fuck all dear.
I feel manipulated, which makes me so frustrated. It's bloody calculated.
Do fuck all dear.
Wondering what's
have been had I been wise and not as trusting. Maybe if I spoke to him, he'd say I'm sorry that...
Alexia, I'm not going to repeat myself.
Sam, that is too simplistic. Not very realistic. Doing fuck all won't fix it.
Oh, go get a hobby, Alexia.
I'm bloody tired of moaning.
How about we all go bowling?
The idea's kind of holding.
It's better than whatever bullshit this is.
Why do I believe in all this nonsense?
Because it's better than the alternative, Peter, my lad.
Oh, God.
In which your life consists of you weaseling your way from situation to situation at the whims and mercy of your own fragile ego and the unshakable certainty of an uncaring universe.
Stop.
All right, then. You're the star of your very own romantic comedy. Let me take you back to one of my favorite scenes, memories, in which you, the lovelorn hero, still recovering from finding out that the love of your life had viciously slept with your best friend.
How can you viciously sleep with anyone?
Shut up, Peter, I'm in the fucking zone. And when all was lost, you entered the dark night of the soul, and you found someone to confide in.
Oh, Peter, that's awful. Your best friend. And Imogen. On your birthday, no less. I don't know what to say.
Thanks, Jess. It's just a relief to have someone to talk to about it.
I can't believe they were actually having sex. Like, really having sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Right there in front of me. They didn't even stop when I walked in.
That's awful. I think the book club should know about this. We do not want anyone like that representing us.
That's, really appreciated.
I mean, what sort of feminist would do that?
I know!
I mean, what sort of feminist would pick someone like Sam over you? You're a really nice guy. It just blows my mind.
I guess the sort of feminist who's actually a hypocrite and kind of a whore.
Jesus, Peter!
I lied to Jess. They weren't having sex.
Oh, dramatic embellishment, Peter. That's the artistic license.
I was just looking for sympathy at first, and Jess was there for me, dishing it out in spades. To be honest, I called Imogen a whore as a joke. I didn't intend for them to vote her out, but it did feel good when they did. I didn't mean to turn everyone against her. Not at first, anyway. It just kind of happened. It wasn't really my fault.
Oh, you did the right thing, Peter. Women who act like this need to be punished.
Please say I don't believe that.
Oh, of course not, Peter. I'm an entirely separate entity.
I'm a monster.
You're the hero.
No. Sam was the hero. He was the one who actually made her laugh, made her feel comfortable and safe, treated her like a human being. When I heard she wasn't leaving the house, I thought, good, now think about what you've done. I'm really damaged.
5K. 27 minutes, 34 seconds. Not bad, Sebby.
Have you got a spare defibrillator?
Mwah. Thanks for coming out for me, love.
To be honest, this is the only thing that's stopping me going slowly insane. I normally give Peter a ring at this time of day, but the last few days when I picked up the phone to do so, I remembered that he's the worst person ever.
I honestly thought that rumour about him walking in on Sam and Imogen having sex at the party was started by somebody else. I don't think there's a way back from this, you know? I was so happy when we were all together again. Made our lives a heck of a lot easier.
Sam and Imogen have been in the right all this time. I can't believe I just said that.
Don't worry, I won't tell them you did.
And on top of everything else, he dragged fucking Gareth to my dad's house, knowing how I feel about him.
Did you ever tell Peter the full story of what Gareth did to you?
No.
Do you think he might have acted different?
Sorry, Sinead. That story stays locked up in a part of my head that only 19 shots of tequila would unlock.
19? Noted. Sebby?
Oh, no.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
I recognise the tone. What's happened?
I went to see my dad in hospital.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Sinead.
I knew you'd react that way.
I only do because I care.
I know.
And I was around back when all that happened.
Not all of it.
I just don't want you to be hurt.
I won't be.
But your dad's...
Don't say it.
But he is an...
Sebby, no! Sebby, stop interrupting.
No.
I've just admitted something big and you are being thoughtless.
I'm...
See it from my perspective.
But...
I never lost my senses. Dad is ill and it's my duty to be there for him when he's at death's door. So please, can you stop saying that my dad's at arsehole? It's easy for you to be trite and cold. So don't and stop saying that my dad's at arsehole. I know he wrecked my childhood. I did what any child would do and I was saved by your loving parents. Yes, you supported me. Yes, they deported me. But I have the chance to be the bigger person. And I might take back control. So be kind and stop saying that my dad's an arsehole. Honey, be that kind and caring man you are. Not a twat that keeps saying that my dad's an arsehole.
I've been building my entire life on lies.
No, Peter, on the truth told by some of the greatest playwrights.
And I'm still believing it now.
Peter, those stories have been told for thousands of years. Orpheus and Eurydice, Tristan and Isolde, Romeo and Juliet, Ross and Rachel, Bella and Edward.
Some of those stories don't end so well, Richard.
They exist for a reason.
Maybe there's a never-ending cycle of lonely, ignorant men telling other lonely, ignorant men that they are the white knights and women are always the damsels, and all you need to do is overcome a couple of obstacles and then you're guaranteed to win them over.
You know, if you took out the lonely, ignorant men bit, I'd totally watch that film.
Maybe I need to break out.
Break out of what?
The cycle! What if I started seeing things for what they are instead of what I think they should be?
But Peter, the alternative...
If it's all just a story, then there is no such thing as the one.
Well, that would be chaos.
And if there's no one, then everyone is unique and different. And all they're doing is just smashing themselves up against each other trying to make a good fit.
Don't say it, Peter.
So, that means I just need to find somebody who could make my life a little bit happier. And I could make them... a little bit happier, and we just share our lives. Is that how it actually works?
No, Peter, that's madness.
But before I even consider asking someone to share their life with me, maybe I need to make my life worth sharing.
What kind of namby-pamby, pseudo-feminist, new-age, hippie, rune-collecting, guardian-reading bumfluff is this?
Richard, you belong in a world of fiction. A world that I may visit every so often when life becomes tricky, but... ultimately, you're not real. And none of what you say is real.
Peter!
I know what to do.
Oh, thank God. A caper! I thought we'd lost you there for a moment. Grab a boombox then. I've got a list of 3 apology songs you could pick.
Shut up, Richard. I'm going to work on myself.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, brilliant. No taxis. Again. I guess I'll walk it.
Peter? Is that... Sorry, Peter?
Mandy?
Oh my God, Peter Butterworth!
I can't believe it!
How cinematic is this? Meeting a teenage flame on a rainy street?
I know! Oh, I never thought I was going to see you again. Here I am, walking home after watching Mamma Mia.
Aw, alone?
A long story. But now I find you!
Gah, how long has it been?
6 years, I guess.
Yeah, drama camp. You've...
grown. Yeah, I hit puberty on my 18th birthday.
How did you celebrate that?
I actually did. Sebastian baked a cake in the shape of...
What are you up to now, Peter?
Well, the acting thing didn't work out, so now I teach drama at my old school. What about you?
Would you say you're an observant fella?
What? I guess so. Hold on, what have I missed?
Do you still have your program from tonight's performance?
Hold on a second. Oh my god. You were in the show! Oh, how did I miss that?
It was only chorus work, but it was so nice to do musical theatre again. Reminds me of the old days. Remember when we were Tony and Maria?
And we made sure we practiced our first kiss.
Oh, God, I missed your James Bond voice. Are you busy right now, Peter?
Well, I was just kind of walking alone in the rain.
Well, would you like to take me for a drink? Bill Withers style?
Sorry?
Just...
Mandy.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to...
Oh, no, it's fine. I just need to do things the right way for once.
Okay.
Do you remember Imogen?
Oh, God. She was a complete...
No, she wasn't. I made most of that stuff up. She never led me on. She didn't break my friendship with Sam apart. I did. I was the monster.
Oh, Peter, stop!
I need to come clean about it.
Peter, it really is just a drink. I have nothing but happy memories of you at drama camp. Seeing you has made my day. I don't want this to be another fleeting hi, and then I don't see you for another 6 years.
It would be nice.
Look, nothing has to happen, and you look like you could do with a friend right now.
What gave it away? Was it that I was alone watching a musical geared to boozy lady divorces? Or was it me talking to myself alone in the rain?
Come on, let's go.
I still can't believe we're here.
I honestly thought I'd never see you again.
I thought you would have gone back to Connecticut, become famous, and maybe I'll get an email every 4 years. You've been in loads of stuff.
Peter, have you been virtually stalking me?
No. Well, you know how it is. I mean, with the amount of productions you've been in, oh, you must be living the dream.
Well, that's what my publicist wanted you to think. The truth is a little bit different.
Really?
Yeah, really. I don't know whether you can relate or whether you've grown out of this, but I always wanted my life and relationships to be kind of a spectacle, you know?
Yeah. I cannot relate at all.
Stop it. Do you ever just sit down and watch cheesy romantic comedies and just, you know, wish your life could be a little bit more like that? Sorry, I must be like totally weirding you out.
Absolutely. This woman's hysterical. To the funny farm we go.
I'll pack my straitjacket. When I was a kid, I used to immerse myself in the MGM musicals, Noel Coward plays, and John Hughes films, not to mention all those 90s teenage dramas. And I thought when I grew up, life would be like that. But it never really turned out the way I hoped it would. I always dreamt of becoming Molly Ringwald, or even Jen Lindley. In season one, episode three of Dawson's Creek! Oh my gosh. Okay, why were you out alone tonight, Peter?
Because Gareth couldn't find a babysitter.
Is Gareth your...
Oh, he's just a friend. I guess he's my only friend now.
Only friend?
I was supposed to go with Alexia, also just a friend. But I've pissed her off. And pretty much everyone else too, so... It's just me now.
But you're such a sweetie. I can't imagine you... How do you say it?
Pissing everyone off.
I guess all the drama finally caught up with me.
But life would be so boring without all the drama.
You think so?
Okay, think about it, Peter. When we're old and grey...
Sitting on our matching rocking chairs on our porch...
In our farm in Vermont. I can't believe you remembered that.
How could I forget you, Mandy?
Oh, yes. Get in, lad.
Not bad, Alexia. That's your third strike of the evening.
Okay, I've got to give it to you, Sam.
Not in front of Imogen.
Shut up, you tit. I'm glad you dragged us all out bowling.
Oh, don't even think for a second, Alexia, that Sam did this for your benefit. His sole reason for organising this was so that he could call our team Bowl Movement.
It's better than our team, the Big Lebowski.
Was this what it was like for you guys after the worst house party ever?
Not in the slightest.
Okay, so what did happen? Because I think that's what I'm struggling with. The truth.
The truth that day when Peter went away, I went home and didn't leave my bedroom for 3 months. When my parents showed their hatred, we were legally separated.
'Cause my dad didn't want you living with a bunch of
Sebastian!
The truth is kinda useless when you're young and feeling hopeless. Young and stupid, minds polluted, what follows? Well, you guess.
Written by FTR Warren and S.C. Woodison. Starring Sandy Jack, Lewis Alcott, Brandy Lisbon, Jacob Hardwood, Charlotte Cottrell and Louisa Guerrero. Guest starring Francis Warren as Richard Curtins, Jennifer Bradley as Mandy, and Naomi Veritas Animal as Jess. Music and lyrics by FTR Warren. Episode 7. Misogynist, the Musical.